Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit. And I'm your host, Lee Haney, and I've got a very exciting show lineup for you today. I hope everyone is having a great day. A lot of us have just finished spring break, went on vacation. I didn't get to do much vacationing myself. I had to do a bit of handyman and physical work on the family home in South Carolina. So I got some more exercise in. But anyway, it was a great time of rest and relaxation. Hope you guys enjoyed yours too. But I am so excited about today's show. I have a very special guest coming on the show. And as we had talked previously, we're going to have those who participated in the Transformation Challenge, particularly those who won the Transformation Challenge. And first up is our female winner, Miss April Coles. Hello, April. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I know you are, too. It's great to have you on the show. And how are you doing?
Great. It's so great to speak with you. I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm doing really well.
Well, that's good. You know, a lot of people, they want to hear from you concerning your success and winning the Transformation Challenge. And wow, you have a super, super strong testimony as it relates to how you were successful at doing this. So without any further ado, I'd like for you to sort of share with the listeners out there how you went about doing it, how you stayed motivated, you know, the steps you took. So we'll start with that first. You know, what prompted you to want to take the Transformation Challenge?
Well, always wanting to make a change just to get back to where I used to be and feel better about myself, look better. And I heard your interview last year with Harriet Parker when she won. And I immediately went to work and looked at the website and said, I'm going to enter. But the contest was over. So I happened to be able to hear it this year, and I just knew it was my time. I said, this is it. I heard your interview on the radio in January, and I was ready. My son is a senior this year, and him graduating really put things in perspective for me about how fast time flies. And, you know, I wasn't proud where I was in life as far as my energy level, how I looked, how I felt, how I spent my time. And I really wanted to change. So that motivated me. And then looking at old photos of myself, and not old, like when I was a kid. I mean, recent photos, the last 5 or 10 years. And I saw where I was, and I said, I can get back to that place. I can reverse what's happening and get back to where I was before. And so that all motivated me. And then when I turned on the radio and heard you announcing the 2015 contest, it was over. I said, this is it. I've got all the signs. I'm ready. I'm going to do this. So that's what I did.
Well, I tell you what, you've made an awesome, awesome transformation. And listeners, I want you to please go to leehaney.com. That's LeeHaney.com. And take a look at the befores and afters of April. April, you look fantastic. And you lost a total of 62 pounds, correct?
That's right, and I lost so many inches. And, you know, when I decided to sign up, I just did it with an open heart and an open mind, and I said, I'm going to give it a great effort. And so I was embarrassed to submit my before pictures, but I said, this is who you are. I said, be open and honest. Just let it be my motivation to make a change and just make a change. And so that's what I did. I just was honest and upfront and said, I'm just going to put it all out there. And if this method works, it will work. And that's what I decided to do. I really said that I was going to be the true tester of your method. And I only used what I got in the kit. Just your products, just your workout DVDs. I did everything at home, no gym. I used your functional training DVD. I used the Q-robics. I loved it. I saw results, especially in my thighs, my waist, and my stomach. And I just, like I said, I put myself completely out there, open to receive whatever was going to happen. And I said, I'm really going to put it to the test. And it worked. It worked. So I didn't need fancy diets and fancy gym memberships. I just needed to follow the steps, follow the steps also of the ones that were successful before me, and just do my best, even when things got tough, just do my best.
Well, you know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words, and your transformation looked great. And as I share with the listeners on the show occasionally, you know, the amount of weight each pound that you take off the body equals to 4 pounds of stress being taken off your joints. So having dropped over 60 pounds, you took 240 pounds off of your knees, which means, and your internal organs, which means you have now increased the let's say, the health of your overall body. Now, April, I know this wasn't easy. It took a lot of sacrifice and hard work, because even where you are, where Harriet was, where Brian Roundtree are, any of the people that has dropped this amount of weight and made these transformations, I've never been there. You know, being an 8-time Mr. Olympia and being Mr. Fit all of my life, you know, that's a whole different psyche. But to have gone where you've gone and the others that I've just mentioned, that is a whole nother level. That's a whole nother mindset. So if you will, let's talk a little bit about where your mind was. What kept you motivated? Because I know there was some up and down times.
Yeah, there absolutely was. And it can be frustrating. It can feel like you're alone. I didn't tell a lot of people what I was doing. I told my husband loosely, not a lot of details. I told my best friend. But they didn't really seem interested. They seemed skeptical. And it wasn't until I really started changing that they got it. So there were definitely times that I felt I couldn't do it. It was very challenging. I am a big food addict, you know, and I had to just admit my issues and then also acknowledge what was going to help me change. And I hated getting out of the bed in the morning to exercise. When I got home from work, I wanted to get in the bed. But I realized that was because of my health. And I literally would just tell myself, just do 10 minutes or just get through the next workout or just start your day right with the right nutrition. And slowly but surely, of course, my energy got better. So I was able to get out of the bed in the morning. I was able to exercise in the evening, no matter how late it was. I was able to resist temptation. But I'll tell you what helped me with my diet. It was the detox. The detox was amazing. And I actually ended up buying 3 more kits, one for my husband, one for my best friend, one for myself for the future. But it was amazing. And I had no side effects. And it was so effective in cleaning my system out. So it made me very aware and mindful and thoughtful of what I was going to put in my body next. And that's what kept me going. Like, if I started with a clean system, just keep it clean. And then when I had slip-ups or made poor choices, I was still very aware. I was not doing mindless eating anymore. So I was aware of those slip-ups, and it helped me actually not go overboard, and it helped me get back on track a lot faster. So my mindset was, it's only, you know, 60 days, but the benefit at the end of the 60 days, can you imagine? I kept telling myself how much better you'll feel. And this can be your springboard for where you want to get to. So, you know, that really helped me stay motivated. And then I had to reread stories. You have experts on your community website that post different stories and tips and articles. And then I had to listen to podcasts over and over again and take bits and pieces out of it that would help me for the day. And then research success stories. And that made me feel like I was not alone. And I really also tried to use the community. I befriended everyone on there. I know people were like, who is this woman asking for a friend request? But I really turned to the community for support. I would try to strike up conversations. I would try to here it looked like motivate others, but it was really trying to motivate myself to stay on track and to have accountability. So I use all those tools, and that helped me. It still helps.
That is, well, that is fantastic. That is great. So inspiring. Now, let me ask you, how does, well, two things. How does your husband feel, you know, when he saw that you were really serious about this? And, you know, what is his reaction? And I know he had to support you. Tell me a little bit about that.
He did. He kept saying over and over again, just don't lose your shape. Don't lose your curves. Don't lose your hips. He kept saying that over and over again. And I said, no, I'm not going to lose anything. I'm just getting healthier. So he loves it. You know, he loves it. He set up our extra bedroom so that I could work out comfortably. I was trying to exercise in our bedroom, and then I even was trying to exercise in our bathroom and in our living room. And he actually went in the spare bedroom and took things out and set it up and gave me a place to exercise. So, you know, he supported me all the way, and I appreciate it. I really do.
Oh, that is so good, you know. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, when you're in pursuit of a goal, no matter what it is, you know, it's important, particularly if you have a husband or a wife, someone that can join forces with you and help you achieve these things. It makes it a whole lot easier. And it becomes fun. You know, one of my dear friends, her name is Ernestine Shepherd. You may have seen Ernestine before. She's a 75-year-old that they featured
yep.
a lot. Yeah,
she is beautiful. You posted a picture of her on Twitter one day.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Beautiful girl. And
yes,
her husband gets up early in the morning, like 4 o'clock. He has her soup ready, her tea ready. So he made sure that she have the tools she needs to keep herself healthy, and also cute. So that's it. All of us guys like cute girls, and we love the curves. So we always said to help support you guys when it comes to those type of things. Now, how did the people on your job react? I know, because you, as I read your bio, you have a very busy schedule being an account executive. So how did they react when they saw
it is very busy. It is very busy. I'm on the road a ton of times. I'm constantly traveling. And sometimes I travel by myself. Sometimes I'm accompanied by coworkers or I'm meeting them out there. One of my coworkers, she saw me on our driving trips. I would pack my blender. And instead of eating at restaurants, I would go to the supermarket. And I would buy my fruits and vegetables, and I would blend in the hotel, and I would have my smoothies. And, you know, I didn't share with them everything that I was doing, more so because I kind of keep certain things private at work. But they saw that, and I became this person that they just knew automatically, oh, you know, we better go to the supermarket. She wants to go to the supermarket. She needs to get her spinach. So they've realized that change, and they've seen the change. And so now they don't necessarily try and tempt me or pressure me to doing certain things. You know, when you're meeting with clients and prospects, there's always dinners. Sometimes there's alcohol involved. When you're traveling on the plane, there's alcohol involved. And so I just would just rearrange everything. Instead of meeting people for dinner, I would meet them for lunch. So there's really no pressure for the shared appetizers and then the drinking when you're doing something during the day. And I would research restaurants, and I would look up and choose a restaurant that would fit my profile where I could order something that best suited my needs. And I've done really well with that because some of the conferences have social hours and they provide breakfast and then they have heavy hors d'oeuvres in the evening and alcohol. And, you know, I just didn't participate. And it was not difficult. It wasn't difficult at all. So I'm definitely getting support. But, you know, my support mainly comes from my internal circle, like my family, my closest friends. But I'm not getting any pressure from workers, coworkers. So I can't wait until the end of this transformation for me so they can actually ask me, you know, what steps did I actually take, and then I can just lay everything out for them. So that's I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that is so That is so good. And, you know, and I'm listening to you speak, and, you know, the transformation has taken place. I hear the thing that you're doing, how you're, the tools that you put in place to stay on track. Your whole mindset is different. And that's what it takes to stay in a program like this. It's a lifestyle, a way of thinking, because, you know, our health is our wealth. I just recently did an article on that with the Atlanta Business Chronicle, and we talk about how as adults we get so busy ripping and running, going to work and, you know, doing what we have to do to make a living that we forget the most important thing is our health. And down the road, near retirement, we are a mess. And all of a sudden, that nest egg that we've saved, you know, hopefully, you know, trying to make things, you know, nice and comfortable as we move forward in the latter years, we end up having to spend that just to stay alive on medical care and all of these type of things. So that transformation, you know, particularly for listeners, it's about your future. You know, yes, it is the present, but it's also about your future, because if you can transform your mind now, transform your body now, that means you as far as your lifespan, it could be longer, it could be healthier, and that's what this is all about. So now, April, let's talk a little bit about the exercise part of, you know, how often did you exercise, you know, how long did you exercise, what were you, you know, how careful were you about that?
Yeah, it was hard at first because, like I said, I hated getting out of the bed. And then when I got home from work, I wanted to go to bed. And when I was traveling, especially in a different time zone, you're tired. But I took my DVDs on the road with me and then also at home. And I remember the first functional training workout, and it was so hard, but I got through it. And then when I got the Q-robics DVD, I actually – it was almost laughable to me. I'm like, how can this be an exercise? But it was an exercise. It was difficult, but then it became fun. And the strangest thing happened, like halfway through the transformation, the exercise almost wasn't enough. I would do my functional training every other day, or at least three times a week, and then I would do the Q-robics. I would try to do Q-robics every day. And the time would just fly by, that sometimes I would do the functional training and then follow it up by Q-robics, just because it felt like I wanted more. The time just flew by, and it became so fun. But I noticed that it was effective. Even if I didn't think that, how could 20 minutes, 30 minutes be that effective? It was effective, and I noticed the changes on my thighs, my hips, my stomach, my waist, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And before we got the Q-robics DVD, I was actually, because we had to supplement the functional training with aerobics, so I would look online and find YouTube videos, and I tried many different things, but it didn't keep me motivated. I would get very frustrated or bored or didn't want to do it, but the Q-robics was so fun, and that, along with the functional training, it just made it very motivating. And then to see the ladies in the DVD work the functional training, your wife being one of them, she kept a smile on her face the entire time. You know, she did the exercise. She was fully present. And that was motivating as well, because when I put it on my little DVD player, I felt like I was inside the gym with you and part of your family. So that helped me, and that kept me having a smile on my face when I was exercising. So that was fun.
Oh, that was great. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, you just mentioned how as you started to, you know, stay more consistent and moving forward, the workouts became easier. And that is exactly what happens. You know, once you develop that level of endurance, you're like, okay, golly, that was quick. Let me do some more.
I know. I know. So funny. But that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that happened with my wife, too, because Shirley loved the Cuba robots. And I really have to give a shout-out to my man, Cupid, who created that DVD. We ended up meeting at the Steve Harvey Neighborhood Awards here in Atlanta. And we became great friends, and I recognized there his DVD, and I said, well, you know something, that would be a fantastic tool, a fun tool to add to what we're already doing. So we joined forces at that time, and my wife is crazy about it. She's out dancing and stepping and sweating and having so much fun, and it gives a nice variety, because with the functional training, you have your resistance training with the light dumbbells, you do your stretching, you have your controlled cardio, which you got to have resistance training to develop lean muscle, and muscle burns fat even when you're sitting down. So that resistance with the dumbbells is extremely important for shaping and molding the body. Then you have your cube aerobics that comes along, and all of a sudden you're doing dance steps and you're moving the body, you're developing a level of cardio conditioning, and you're kicking up that metabolism. So all of this is happening. It is a perfect combination, functional training and cube aerobics. So you rocked and rolled. And I tell you, the pictures look so good. I am so, so proud of what you accomplished, and so many people are going to be blessed by your testimony. So now, April, before we leave here, what words of motivation would you give to people out there who may want to take a transformation? I let them know, too, say, listen, guys, you don't have to wait to the first of the year to do the transformation challenge. You can take the transformation now. Now, that's why we say transform right now. Get your health together right now. You know, make the change right now. And the cool thing about a 60-day transformation is when you do anything for 60 days, it becomes a positive habit. So what would you say, April, or what kind of advice you would pass along?
You know, well, as someone who has been there or is still there, struggling with food addiction, struggling with energy, small steps make a big difference. They really, really do. Smoothies are delicious. You can pack lots of vegetables in it without even tasting it. It's so good for you. And it's so important to not feel like, you know, you've blown your whole day or your whole week or you can never make a change. I'm telling the listeners, I tell myself, every small change, it really does matter and adds up. And then once, it's like a toddler who learns how to walk, and then eventually they start running. So once you do those small steps and keep them combined, eventually you're running like a well-oiled machine, and it becomes second nature. I'm, you know, continuing to make it second nature for me. And I'll tell you, about halfway through the challenge, I said to myself, I was telling my best friend who I shared the details with, I said, if I win this challenge, I said, the first $500 I'm going to support and sponsor two people on the next challenge. Now, I don't know who the people are. You know, I have no idea. I didn't have anyone in mind. But I said, that's the first thing I'm going to do, because some people are skeptical. Some people think they can't do it. And if I buy their kits for them and tell them, you know, we can be partners because I'm still going to be transforming, I'm hoping that someone will take it seriously, someone who's been in a shell or in a closet that thinks they can't do it. And that's something that I want to do. Like I said, I don't know who it's going to be. It could be a stranger. It could be a family member. All of that will manifest itself in time. But that's something that I was determined to do, because I feel like I've been personally helped. I feel like, you know, just like I personally would reach out to someone, I felt like you personally reached out to me through the radio. And, you know, no one can take that feeling away from me, but that's what I felt. And so I just want to pass it on to someone else.
Well, that is great, April, and God bless your heart for that. And, you know, for those who are part of the community, that may be a great way to, you know, another way to sort of decide with those who are talking back and forth and communicating with you, decide which one of them you'd like to sort of bless with that. But that is one. But listen, your prizes are all coming, being pulled together right now. You'll be receiving from Steve Harvey himself, and I want to thank Steve and Rashawn and the entire station there for partnering with us and making this happen. You know, Steve said about five years ago when we first started, Steve said, Lee, there's so many people out there that need to know how to go about making these transitions in their lives, and they just don't know how to get started. And, Lee, you have a way of getting them going in such a way that they don't hurt themselves or that can be done there in the comfort of their home that's not overwhelming. And so they joined forces with me in helping to put this program together. So Steve is going to be sending you a big fat check. You'll also be getting a fat check from Lee Haney Nutrition. And our partner, Power Block, will be sending you a nice home fitness setup, a home gym setup. So you'll be receiving that
along with
additional product. You'll be getting additional product from Lee Haney Nutrition. And we're also working on some other little trinkets for you, too. So you're going to love that. Yeah, he was a big help to you, so we're going to make sure we send him out something, too. Now,
That is amazing. And, you know, you said something. Now I'm going to cry again. You said something, you know, about making it in such a way that people can do it. I was intimidated, of course, learning who you were and looking up your history. But when I received my package in the mail, I just knew I could do it. When I put the DVD in, it wasn't anything overwhelming. It was simple. It was straight to the point. The products were all natural, especially the detox, which was important. Oh, gosh, I'm crying. And you know, the vanilla shake tastes good. And it was like you and your son and everyone who responded on the community or to me personally, it felt like you were all sincere. And you wanted us all to win. And you wanted us all to improve, and that makes a difference. I didn't feel that it was gimmicky or that it was someone who just says, oh, we're just going to, you know, throw this challenge out there and you figure it out. You're probably never going to change anyway. You know, people who are in it not to help, and I never felt that. And that's what helped me believe and know that I could do this because I really felt your presence and your family's presence. And when I say your family, I mean the whole Lee Haney family and the whole community. I really felt that, so I appreciate it, and I thank you again.
Well, you're more than welcome, April, and you continue to beat the banner of transformation and showing people that they can do it, they can believe in the change, and they can accomplish that change. So we feel so blessed to be able to offer this service. You know, when I was a youngster at the age of 17, I prayed. I said, Lord, if you see fit to make me the best at the sport that I love so much, I'll go before the world and give you the praise and the glory. And he set me in the Guinness World Book, and I worked for the President of the United States. You know,
that's
he's done
amazing.
Some miraculous in my life, so this is my way of giving back to the good Lord by serving people with the knowledge that he's given me. So, April, thank you so much, and thanks for coming on the show. And I know you listeners really received a lot there. April gave you her heart. She walked with you and shared her journey. So those of you who want to make a transformation, then go to LeeHaney.com, listen in, and it can happen for you too. Thank you so much, April. God bless you, darling. And we'll be in touch with you within the next couple of days or so, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey, and listeners, be sure to tune back in and make sure you let some of your buddies know out there about Totally Fit. It's a great show. You know, we give you great tools to be successful, information. So, hey, call up your buddies and let them know what's happening. God bless you guys. Hey, and we'll see you next time.